Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
So Ian Crouch slipped into the studio. It's always lovely. A couple of times a year, generally around election time and around budget time, you pay us a visit.
It's like, I do.
It's like the Queen coming. Oh, you know what I mean. It's like a royal visit.
Oh,
like a royal visit. Yes. Sorry, I should have said that.
Just clear that up.
Yeah, no, I know. The Prince has come. And that's he's in it. The studio. Budget yesterday, all jokes aside, a surplus, and we know that governments love to have a surplus because it's something to really hang your hat on. I would imagine there'd be plenty of other states and territories going, I wish we were in the same state.
Yeah, exactly. That's something that Gladys Berejiklian was saying yesterday. In fact, if New South Wales was a country, we'd be in the top 20.
Really?
Just for New South Wales.
Alongside California,
yeah.
If it was a country.
We're a squillion trillion economy now,
oh,
so
dear.
It's just super marvellous and wonderful,
yeah.
I hope.
Okay, so there's a situation where we always see that not a lot comes to the hunter, but obviously there is money coming our way. What is in it for the hunter?
Apart from the what we call the recurrent funding that has to happen anyway, so put that aside, there's about $260 million of funding promises or specifically allocated funding.
So new money.
The hunter. Well, some of it is new.
Oh.
Some it's a bit, you know, it's a
rubbery.
Bit secondhand.
Oh.
It's kind of like, we put that with that and now you get that.
Oh.
Some of it's new, some of it's...
No wonder you hate budget time.
I hate budget time. I loathe it. Anyway, there's about $260 million thereabouts for the Hunter region. Now, more than half of that, though, is going into the light rail projects, $142 million. So what I made the point yesterday, it's very interesting that we've got this massive commitment and we actually put an order in for 6 new carriages with this Spanish firm. Apparently they're on special this month.
Oh, nice. Well, you know, you've got to buy when the buying's good, I say,
right.
And before the Australian dollar tanks.
That's right. So apparently that's what we're doing instead of actually getting on with when we're going to lay the track. But apparently it's all it's all under control. Don't you worry.
Can I digress for a minute?
It's all going to happen by 2019.
You know what I think we should have?
What should we have?
A monorail.
Oh, go away. We had one of those in Sydney and you wanted to bring it up here.
I did. I worked damn hard to get that monorail up here,
know.
All for no sausage.
It only turns left, doesn't turn right.
It's all right.
It'll end up
it's Newcastle
New
after all, isn't it? turning left is... Sorry.
Yes.
Moving right along.
I'm moving right along. So apart from that, there's funding for things like the Cormorant Road Industrial Drive to Stockton Bridge Works. That's about $35 million. $6 million for the Williamtown contamination situation, which is quite interesting because, as Kate Washington said yesterday, well, that's very nice, but why is the state stumping up for something that the feds are doing, or should be doing?
I suppose someone's got to do something sooner rather than later.
Yeah, and also another $6 million for the long way away Maitland Hospital. It's going to happen one day. And according to Jenny Aitchison, only about $2 million of that is new money.
Okay.
So, you know, there's so much digging down to the detail. There's $5 million for the bypass, which is nice.
Yep.
It won't finish it, but it's a bit more. So, you know, bits of this and that here and there will get us somewhere. But it's an interesting time when you think that we've got $3.7 billion in surplus.
A lot of money, isn't it?
A lot of the Labor people are saying, well, it's nice to have these funding commitments, but are we actually seeing the money, or is it just going back in the bank to look, you know, pretty for the end of financial year?
I've got this.
We've got a big surplus.
Well, that's exactly right. I've got this mental picture of Gladys Berejiklian and the PM, like Scrooge McDuck, swimming in there. So it is a lot of money, but I've got to say, it's better to be in the black than in the red.
Yeah, well, of course, all of this has been made possible because of the electricity poles and wires sale, lease, and so forth, and also the $1.7 billion sale, lease, whatever you call it, of the Newcastle Port.
Yeah, so make hay while the sun shines, pretty much.
So out of $1.7 billion, we're getting $260 million back.
Mm.
But, of course, places like Corakai don't actually have a great opportunity to generate a lot of money for the state. So they did a bit of money too.
Okay, fair enough. It's what comes around goes around.
That's
and
right.
should do.
It's a left turning monorail.
I tell you, you know what's going to happen. It may not be in my lifetime.
Yes.
But it will come, and then people will say, we should have listened to Todd Sargent
many years. And they will come.
Exactly right, and turn left. Thank you, Ian. Ian Crouch from the 2NURFM Hunter Newsroom.
2NURFM 103.7.